Boy, it's been quite a week, and I tell you, it's good to be able to say that it's Friday. Yeah, the weekend is coming up right around the corner. Yeah, Friday, I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK. David Cato captured early morning hours over in the Newport area in Ponderay County, a multi-agency effort. It was led by the U.S. Marshals Service Pacific Northwest Violent Offender Task Force. Cato surrendered without incident from a residence, despite having made statements to witnesses that he would not go peacefully. Over the course of the past few weeks, the Marshals Service, the Spokane County Sheriff's Office, the Ponderay County Sheriff's Office, Spokane Police Department, Stevens County Sheriff's Office, Border Patrol, Department of Corrections, and more, they've engaged in a lengthy manpower-intensive investigation to bring Cato into custody. He's charged with assault in the first degree, deadly weapon, burglary in the first degree, deadly weapon, possession of a stolen motor vehicle, attempting to elude a pursuing police vehicle, assault in the third degree, a law enforcement officer, residential burglary, second degree burglary, possession of a stolen vehicle. Oh, and the list goes on and on. These charges stem from multiple incidents. They've been in primarily Stevens and Spokane counties.
Can I say it now? The 30th anniversary sale is on now at Sandra's Furniture and Design. Living room, office, dining room, bedroom. This is the biggest sale of the year, and it's the biggest savings of the year on all American-made brand-name furniture. There's doorbusters, free gifts, a chance to win a rocker recliner valued up to $1,000. Plus, the Colville Home and Garden Show is this weekend. Also, take advantage of 36 months, 0% special financing. That's $0 down and 0% interest for 3 full years to purchase all the furniture, mattresses, and accessories you deserve. And 30% off lamps, wall art, and store-wide, up to 50% off furniture. The 30th anniversary sale is on now at Sandra's Furniture and Design in Colville, Washington.
We've been talking this week with Dr. Barry Bacon here in Colville. It's a new project that, well, Barry says is inching closer to reality. Dr. Bacon's Hope Street Project and Rest Stop has been helping the homeless with a variety of needs for some time. Now he is embarking on a recovery house aimed at assisting men in transition from addiction and jail to clean and sober housing within the community. Here's what Dr. Bacon has to say about his Bridges of Hope project, starting off with a few clarifications on, well, a variety of rumors that he has heard lately about his endeavors.
You're probably aware of a lot of the stories that have just run rampant here recently. It's just wild stuff. I heard that we received a $20 million donation from Catholic Charities. And that's a great story, though. I like that story. And I heard that we were buying the Habitat for Humanity building, and all that's just a bunch of myths. So no, none of that's true. Obviously, coming to the source is the right thing to do. And so we would encourage anybody that hears things to please come and talk to us, and we'll be happy to talk about what we're doing. We don't have anything to hide. You know, we're not hiding anything. We're just working quietly to get this done. We've got a job to do. There are people who are suffering, and that's our goal, is to try to just save as many lives as we can. So the rest stop. There was a time when we thought we would move to another location, but as we've listened to our consultants and considered our options, we decided not to move the rest stop. It looks like for now it's going to stay at 528 South Wynn Street. this project. We're calling this venture Bridges of Hope. That's the old co-op building, food cooperative. We're really excited to be able to develop that asset that was gifted to us by the previous nonprofit that was running that, the November Coalition. Very kind of them to think of us and our work. They gifted that big building as well as the adjacent small brown house and the little shop in the back. It gives us the option of providing on-site management for a recovery house for men. And you look for the places in Washington where there are approved recovery houses. There's nothing north of Spokane, nothing in the northeast corner of Washington. So it's like a big black hole up here without any recovery housing. We have to change that. We're in a crisis situation. Our jails are overflowing. Our other homes and homeless people both are overflowing with chemical dependency, and the current resources that are available to people are not sufficient to effectively treat them. I'm not making any disparaging remarks about anybody that's trying to work on this. I just think they're overwhelmed. So it's an opportunity for us to come alongside them and provide the next step in helping people to have successful outcomes. Housing is part of that. It has to be. What we mean by rehab is when you are assigned, let's say by the jail or by the legal system, you have to go into 30 days or 90 days of drug rehabilitation. That's a more intensive process where you don't leave, you're just there, and that's what you're working on is the initial stages of recovery. That's not enough to allow your brain to heal. Recovery has a physiologic effect on our bodies, and our brains need time to heal when we've been dealing with addiction. We think that housing that supports recovery, supports sobriety, is the important next step for people to be successful. And that process takes more than 30 or 90 days. That has to be a longer term intervention. We are going to have a dedication for the Little Brown House this Sunday on the 17th of March. That's going to be at 12:30. And so if people want to come to that event, they're certainly welcome to join us. And we're going to pray over this project. We're going to pray for the men that are going to be in recovery, whose lives are going to be changed as a result of this project. We're really excited about that. And we want people to feel like they can come. We want the community to meet and see the human side of homelessness and addiction and recovery and see these men's growth and celebrate their lives. And that's going to be really cool. This is going to be at 242 West Astor Avenue on Sunday, March 17th, this coming Sunday. We have a group of young people, high school students, that are coming up on that date. And they're going to be doing some painting and spiffing up the yard. We left a little bit of work for them so they can have some hands-on experience. And we want them to meet some of the homeless men who are in recovery. So we put a human face on this. And the homeless men are going to interact with these young people and their sponsors. And then at the end of that time, at 12:30 on that date, we're going to have kind of a ceremony for the manager's house, the Little Brown House at 242 West Astor Avenue. There's a family, a couple of young kids that have been very involved in helping their dad and their mom, volunteering in some of the remodeling that needed to take place in that Little Brown House to make it ready for human occupancy. And so they're going to cut the ribbon for us. These little kids are going to do that for us. So very excited about having them participate, because this is something that is going to affect them for the rest of their lives, because they're going to be able to celebrate every time they go by this place and say, I had a hand in helping these men to take the next steps in their lives.
The soft opening, that is coming up Sunday, 12:30 in the afternoon, 242 West Astor. The actual Bridges of Hope Recovery House is not operational yet. We're going to learn more about that project and its timeline, who it's for, and more about it next week. Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. Some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental Center, 380 South Main in Colville. Fast, honest service. Call 509-684-1522 if you have any questions. If you are a member of the Colville Elks, we do want to remind you that the Elks Lodge is hosting a traditional St. Patrick's corned beef and cabbage dinner tonight. That gets underway up at the lodge at 5:30. Also, Queen of Hearts drawing going to follow. The dinner tonight, it's open to members and guests. They hope to see a lot of Colville Elks Lodge members there for corned beef tonight, St. Patty's celebration at the Elks. Also, if you like to get out and see some theater, they've got tickets still available for tonight and Saturday. Sunday, I think, is sold out, but that over at Woodland Theater in Kettle Falls. Let My People Go. It's a modern-day deliverance story rooted in biblical themes. Instead of examining the bondage of the children of Israel by the Pharaoh, the film focuses on the bondage of the American people. Pharaoh is replaced by a wholly infiltrated and weaponized U.S. government, directly and indirectly influenced by Marxist forces. The film presents two overlapping narratives of America's enslavement. The first form of slavery is achieved using proprietary black boxes and software where swamp candidates are selected rather than elected, and massive ballot harvesting operations provide the paper trail to cover up the greatest crime in our nation's history, the removal of Donald Trump. The second form of slavery focuses on the real-life consequences of the Americans who gathered and protested the theft of their votes November 3rd, the January Sixers, who now languish in prison. Let My People Go. It is a free admission event this coming Tuesday, March 19th. Two showings, 2 in the afternoon and 6 in the evening at the Ag Trade Center at the Colville Fairgrounds. Let My People Go. This showing is sponsored by the John Birch Society. More passengers aboard an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 jet when part of the fuselage blew out in January. They're suing. One says his life was saved by a seatbelt. The lawsuit representing 7 passengers filed in King County Superior Court yesterday against Boeing, Alaska Airlines, Spirit Aerosystems, and 10 people listed as John Doe's. The lawsuit seeks damages for alleged negligence, product construction, manufacturing defect liability, and failing in its duty to protect passengers from harm. And the Washington State Bar Association, they've approved lower case limits for public defenders in an effort to stop them from quitting, to help with recruiting, and to fairly represent defendants. The new limits adopted are designed to cut the maximum caseloads by about 2/3. Skeptics agree the system is breaking down, but are concerned about finding more attorneys to hire. Many counties, especially rural ones like ours, we already struggle to employ enough public defenders and get almost no state funding. A lot of people say that should change.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2585.
This Friday, I want to talk a little bit about the carbon emission auctions. not an easy concept to really explain, but it's impacting our gas prices and the environment. You know, back in 2021, the legislature passed the Climate Commitment Act. That establishes a comprehensive program to reduce carbon pollution and achieve the greenhouse gas limits that the state has set. The program started January 1st, 2023. The first emissions allowance auction was February 28th. In the state's latest auction held this month, the cost of carbon emission allowances plummeted by half. For advocates of the CCA, this decline serves as a "I told you so" moment. They say the climate legislation had predicted the program would drive positive change, and they say the recent auction results validate their foresight. The policies advancing clean energy and zero-emission vehicles, these new laws intended to put Washington on a path toward achieving the greenhouse gas limits set in state law. Governor Jay Inslee says people just don't realize the places where we live, learn, and work are among our biggest sources of carbon emissions. Inslee making a statement on the state website, "As we see the ravages of climate change around us, we can no longer ask if we should look for ways to decarbonize our buildings. We have to ask how and how fast." Well, all right, how does Cap and Invest program work? It limits the overall carbon emissions within the state businesses under a purview of must-obtain allowances equal to the covered greenhouse gas emissions. The allowances can be acquired through quarterly auctions hosted by the Department of Ecology, or you can trade them on a secondary market. It's kind of sort of like stocks, bonds, and other Ponzi schemes. The cap, they say, will decrease over time, meaning Washington will meet their ambitious emission reduction targets. The Cap and Invest is a market-based program. As allowances become more scarce, they become more valuable due to the power of supply and demand. If you don't reduce your emissions, you'll face increasing compliance costs and penalties. That program has already raised $2 billion in Washington state. Good news, because the policy, the state says, is working as intended, raising more money than the state officials expected. On the other hand, it's bad news because it means companies must be better at reducing carbon emissions. So the prices went down at this last auction. Thing is, businesses that have to buy these credits have to pass on the cost. The program encourages cleaner practices, but it's also affecting consumers. Driving gas-powered vehicles becomes more expensive due to Cap and Invest mechanism. The gas prices are 20 to 50 cents more per gallon. Well, the American Automobile Association, they say the Washington climate law has increased our gasoline prices by 67 cents higher. So we talk about this because coming up in April, the Canadian tax is set to go up 23% on their carbon tax. At the same time, Washington state government keeps wanting to tie our carbon tax rates in with Ottawa and California. Not a good idea. We're paying 67 cents a gallon more for gas already. I think that's probably enough.
Those little emergency shutoff valves under your sink, the ones you probably have trouble getting to because of soap, window cleaner, and dog shampoo hiding them? And can you even turn them off if you need to? Fogle Pump & Supply has the new quarter-turn valves that use a brass ball seal and not a crusty washer. In fact, Fogle Pump & Supply has all the modern plumbing supplies you need in plastic, iron, copper, PEX, and more. Stop by and check them out at their North Highway location. Fogle Pump & Supply, the water professionals.
It's going to be softball action coming up on the radio this afternoon. That'll be at 4 o'clock, Colville taking on Deer Park. Should be a good game there. Panorama Sports, Earl Adams will have the play-by-play, the Lady Hawks and Deer Park this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Well, we had our difficulties getting the Cougar basketball on the air. It's some digital password issues. We did get on the air, but we were a little late getting on the air. I think we've got all those issues straightened out for tonight's big game for the Washington State Cougars. Pac-12 Conference Tournament continued yesterday, quarterfinals, number one seed Arizona. They started the day. They avenged a loss they suffered days before. It was a 70-49 win, Arizona over USC. Oregon, they held off a late surge from UCLA. It was a 68-66 win. Oregon advancing to the semifinal round. They face the Wildcats today. The Washington State Cougars, they led throughout the game. It was really a lopsided game. Final score, Washington State over Stanford, 79-62. Well, right after the game, Stanford fired their head coach. In the late night game last night, not a problem. Colorado, they defeated Utah 72-58. That means tonight it is the WSU Cougars taking on Colorado. The winner advances. So Washington State and Arizona, they are both locks to receive a berth to the NC2A tournament, no matter what transpires today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, CBS says they may be the only two Pac-12 teams getting into the NC2A tournament. The championship games coming up. Arizona going to be facing Oregon, the first of the semifinal matchups today. The Ducks, to get into the NC2A tournament, would have to win the Pac-12 tournament to get an automatic bid into the big dance. On the other hand, Arizona and Washington State looks like they're just going to be in the NC2A tournament. Tonight, it's a late night affair. Washington State Cougars, they hope to get a win because then they will go on and play either Arizona or Oregon. Very likely Arizona. That game would be coming up on Saturday. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, call the expert, your Carrier dealer at ABC Heating and Electric. Call Deb, make an appointment, 509-684-2018. Lots of sunshine, 55 for a high today, 32 overnight. Still looking for the 60s over the weekend. 62 the high Saturday, 65 the high Sunday. Still going to stay sunny and hot, 64 on Monday and Tuesday. It's going to be midweek Wednesday and Thursday. We may get rain or even a little bit of overnight snow. Carrier dealers, the authorities are getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. See ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd. While we enjoy the sunshine and beautiful weather for this late in the year, Denver and the entire area around Denver just got clobbered yesterday. 3+ feet of snow. It has been years and years since this late in the season they've had a storm like that. So thank goodness we were not in Denver. They had to divert planes, close the airport for a while. The plows were out. And on top of that, on top of the 3 feet of snow, then they got hail for a while. So, yeah, it was not a good day to be in Denver yesterday. Oh, it's a Friday, thank goodness. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.